Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, why don't you just say your name and your title with MetroBar?
Sure, this is Jesse Rauch, and I'm a partner with MetroBar.
And it is a very, very cool concept coming to Northeast DC, where you guys are outfitting an old Metro car into a bar. I used to live down in Southeast DC. There was that place Trusty's, I think, was like, there was like a school bus you could get drinks out of, but I've never seen a Metro bar or Metro car. That's pretty cool. So tell me how'd the idea come up, man?
Yeah, well, I was out hanging out with one of my business partners, and we were at one of our other local DC establishments, and we were kind of just dreaming about what makes DC great, what makes DC interesting, and what about our architecture kind of draws us all together. And we eventually settled on the idea that there's nothing that connects all eight wards better than Metro. It physically embodies the ways that we can get to know each other and build community. And so when you have a couple glasses of whiskey, you then think, where do you go from there? Next thing was, we said, what if we could buy a train? And it just so happens the timing was right while Metro was disposing of the old 5000 series. And here we are. We now we have a train bar coming open.
I imagine like a WMATA Metro map on the wall or on the bar with like shot glasses on each stop. What were you gonna say?
We are going for some high design. So, we are looking at how can we make your Metro experience make your Metro bar experience not feel like you're riding the Metro. So I think people are going to be really surprised at what we're able to do with it.
Awesome. Well, take me into the acquisition of the actual car. Like what kind of train car is it? I know it's 5000 series, but I need you to say it if I'm going to use the soundbite. So, well, give me the particulars on the train car.
Yeah. So this is a 5000 series train car. They were released by Metro in about, I think, 2001 or so. And it was the first series to have the red and blue seating in it. And yes, it did have that awful red carpet, and that was also the first thing that we removed when we were doing our renovation of the train car. But it's a great looking car. It looks just like the old ones, and it's gonna look good.
Sweet. So are you going to have the little automated voice saying, doors closing, or are the doors off of it and you can just kind of move freely in and out?
Well, no matter what happens, the doors will not operate like elevator doors. But we will be using the original doors. We might have to reconfigure them just for, safety purposes. And we will be able to make announcements over the loudspeaker using one of those handheld mics. We hope it'll be a little bit more clearer. We do want you to hear what we're saying when there's a special on something. But we want to, we understand that this is going to be something fun. And any callbacks we can do, we will do. Now, you may not get the same door chime and you may not get the same voice. As our understanding, that those are still things that belong to the Metro system itself. But I guarantee we're going to have some fun and cute things for people to enjoy.
Awesome. Now, give us an idea, like how much does it cost to even acquire a Metro car? Like what do they even charge, or do they give you a discount because you're a local guy, or like how does that even work?
Well, Jason, I'll tell you this. I'm not going to give you all of my secrets to what it takes to put an open Metro bar, but I will say that what happens with old Metro cars is they're often sold for scrap. So, Metro might have to pay someone to move them and take them away. In this case, we were really happy that we were able to give a contribution and pay for and buy these cars from Metro for, I think, something that was reasonable. And, we're keeping something out of a landfill. We're keeping something out of our, the trash and giving it new life. And I think that's just something we should be looking as many opportunities as we can.
For sure. Now, the actual, you know, Metro car itself, you know, is there going to be like a patio? I guess give me an idea of where it's actually going to be located. Where situated in what neighborhood?
Yeah, so this is going to be in the kind of in the, so Metro Bar is going to be in the Brookland. No, sorry about that, Jason. You're going to do some editing, right?
No, you're live. Just kidding. Yeah, I'll take it back. I'll cut it up and take the best bite. So yeah, you can start that answer over again.
Cool. So we're going to be in the Edgewood Brentwood area up in Northeast DC, which is right at the Rhode Island Avenue Metro station, literally next door and attached to that metro. Plus the Metropolitan Branch Trail goes right by us. And, the main thoroughfare is Rhode Island Avenue. There's a new street going in called Bryan Street, which is what we'll be located on, in that neighborhood, near the Rhode Island Avenue Metro. And, when you come over to that space, the moment you walk into Metro Bar, you'll see the train car in front of you, and there's going to be a patio built around it. And we're hoping that that is a little reminiscent of a station platform, but there'll be seating with chairs and tables, as well as a good view of the actual Red Line as it's going into Rhode Island Avenue Station. So you'll be able to watch the train from a train. Really fun. What we'll also be doing is we'll have some, a lot of different areas to sit around in. Some of them will be on some benches. We're planning on this being a very family-friendly, multi-generational space. So there's some places for some kids to run around. We'll have these private seating areas that you can come in with your groups. We'll also have tables. We're looking at some wire spool tables that we're having decorated by some local artists. We just are working with our first artist, Trap Bob, to do some muraling and some art on top of the tables. And the, one of the most important features too, that there'll be some containers there that'll serve as movie screens and other decorative space for us to showcase what makes DC great. Because that's what really is important to us, is being a part of the community and finding ways to show how much we love the culture here, love art. So you can expect to see a lot of different artists being invited in and all sorts of local makers also being a part of the Metro Bar experience.
I love it. I love everything about this. What do you imagine? And I know it's not, you know, you're probably not close to even finalizing any of this yet, but what are you envisioning in terms of a menu or a drink list? I mean, is there going to be food, or is it mostly cocktails, or what we got?
Yeah, so we're looking at a really nice menu that'll really be focused on what we can find here locally in the DC area. So, you know, we're looking at our local distilleries, our local breweries, our local wineries to make our menu. You won't find some of the other brands that you might expect at other places because, again, we're really focused on our local community and making sure that, you know, as we emerge from the pandemic, we're helping to spur them or help them out. We won't be serving food per se, but we are going to be working with the food hall across the street that'll be opening, as well as we've been looking at partnering with some food trucks and some of the one of our food local food delivery service, DC DeGogo, to make sure that we can bring in some local food to Metro Bar. I can guarantee, though, one thing, that we will have some, our names of our cocktails will be amusing, to say the least, and hopefully inspired by our city.
Nice. And if you drink one too many of them, you might feel like the train is moving.
That's right. Yes. We are, our commitment is to safety also. But yes, that you will have that, be able to have that experience of legally eating and drinking on Metro and having a good time,
which you never could before. How does it work, like copyright wise? You know what I mean? Like, has Metro like basically given you their official or unofficial blessing to do it all?
I wouldn't say that we have let's call it a blessing, but we did have a conversation with them, and we are. We do respect what they're doing. And so we are making some design considerations to make sure that, you know, people know that we're not Metro. We were just helping, we're doing something different. But we did converse with them over some things that we wanted to make sure that we steered clear from. And that's, for example, including the idea that of the M. You know, we're looking at a lowercase M because we're something a little different.
Gotcha. It'll give folks the idea, but then you only have to worry about McDonald's. But I think you'll be fine. Cool. I'm trying to think what else. The big elephant in the room, COVID. How is that? I mean, I guess this is a great time to be planning and, you know, designing and everything while everyone's sort of sidelined. When do you plan on opening? Are you guys kind of, do you have a target date in mind? Like, are you waiting until vaccines are rolled out, or what's the thought with that?
Yeah, we're really looking to open up in spring 2021. We don't have the exact date yet because we are working with the community to make sure that we're in lockstep with them, and we have to go through some of the city approval processes as well. So we're looking at that spring 2021. I think it's not too far away. And by then, we hope that everyone has been able to get access to some vaccines. No matter what happens, one of the best parts about Metro Bar is that it is primarily an outdoor venue. Most of our seating is outside. So we'll be making sure that we're socially distanced and, again, putting safety first. You know, we as a team really believe in creating an exceptional experience. And we want you all to feel safe when you come to Metro Bar. So that you can have the fun of the experience and really take in the art and the music and the culture and the drinks and the excitement that we'll have by starting to emerge back outside, you know, back together in groups.
Awesome. And then I think I read that once indoor dining restrictions lift, it'll seat about what, like 50 people. It's like a 75-foot long car. And the idea is 50 people inside. And then, as you mentioned, a ton of space to seat outside, right?
Yeah, that's right. So the way that we've built it is half of the Metro Bar is actually the bar, and the windows behind the bartenders will actually open. So we'll actually be able to do service from the bar, both inside and outside, which would be really fun. And then the other half of the car has some of the original seating that we're getting reupholstered with tables on them. So there will be seating for about 50 or so inside. And again, seated, which is where we'll be starting from. It'll be just a really nice experience.
Awesome. Thanks for doing this. Before we run, tell me a little bit more about yourself, because you're a 39-year-old entrepreneur. You're a bit of a renaissance man around this town, I must say, man. You started the District Karaoke League, and then I think you and I, we spoke a few years ago when you were trying to save Screen on the Green back with HBO and that whole kerfluffle. But tell me about your background. Are you from around here?
I'm actually not. I'm from New York originally, but I've been in D.C. for 17 years. I came down here to be a third grade teacher, and I worked in our public education system for over a decade before moving into some gender advocacy work and some other nonprofit work. And along the way, you're right, I never gave up my arts roots, my love of music, my love of dance. And that is, you know, why I did, you know, help keep Screen on the Green here on the National Mall, and why I created a competitive karaoke league. And I feel like this is just a way to continue to bring all of that together into one space where I can, continue to enjoy the city and bring the people that I enjoy working with and the people that I've admired and what they do also to make the city a better place. We do still have issues of poverty and our education system still needs work. And, you know, we want to make sure that Metro Bar is a place where we can have those conversations so that we can be part of the change for the better.
Love it. Just because it came up, what is the latest on Screen on the Green? Like, that they officially they're like no more, right? Or is there like, I would think the pandemic would have been a perfect time to have a big giant outdoor, you know, maybe people would have to sit on their blankets far apart or something, but you know what I mean? Like with actual movie theaters closed, I feel like that would have been an oasis, but it's a shame it's gone.
It really is. I mean, we ran into a couple issues. One of the largest of them is that programming on the National Mall is very expensive.
Yeah.
And today is not the day where I want to get into a fight with the federal government. Though we do think, I do think that we need DC statehood now so that we can get our representation. But, you know, the cost was a lot, and, you know, HBO made a choice to not keep it there. And that's where I think there is a lot of room for, you know, the mall could have been a really strong place for us to get outside this pandemic. But, you know, I'd be happy to talk with the National Park Service with, you know, to give ideas on how we can take that wonderful urban park and make it, you know, something where we all get to enjoy it during times like this. But maybe we'll save that for later. Maybe one day we'll get to bring another Metro bar to down that way.
That'd be great. And if you ever did want to revive the whole Screen on the Green thing, if there was ever a chance, you have an ally in me, man. That was my favorite summer thing down there. But
absolutely, Jason. And I think that's one of the really good things at Metro Bar. We are going to be across the street from the new Alamo Draft House.
Oh, cool.
That'll be opening in near the Rhode Island Avenue Metro. And we do hope to be able to put on some outdoor movies in our space, too. So the spirit will still live. If you all know your HBO dance, I hope that our listeners here will come out and hang out with us and do that.
I totally forgot about that. But yes, everyone, when the show would start, everyone stand up and put their arms up back and forth in the air and do a crazy dance. So yeah, maybe they can do that at Metro Bar. That'll be great. Cool, man. Well, thanks for doing this. I appreciate it. You're quickly becoming a little bit of a legend around this town, so I appreciate it.
Oh, please don't make that go to my head. We're trying to make a good experience and do what's right for the city and just celebrate what makes DC great.
All right. Thanks so much for doing it. Again, everyone, it's Metro Bar. It's hoping sometime spring 2021. So I guess we'll keep an eye out and we'll follow up when it actually opens.
Great. Thank you, Jason.
Hey, thanks for coming, man. Appreciate it.